The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
One question though on everybody's lips today, and it is what people would do if they won 250 million quid in the Euro Millions. Somebody in Limerick did it. Not John in Limerick, somebody in Munster. It's John who's in Limerick in Munster who's after getting in touch. But he says, if I won it, I'd move to the San Francisco Bay Area around Silicon Valley where the tech bros live. And I'd just be an ordinary Joe there amongst all my billionaire pals with nobody pestering me. I would look after the family and donate to charity as well, says John. Begrudgingly, it has to be said. If I won a quarter of a billion, I'd pay off my son's mortgage and I'd buy my other son a property of his choice. Then I'd buy both my grandchildren a property, each in Dublin, to future-proof their college accommodation. Then I'd go on a holiday to Bali for 6 months and use the time to think about what I would do with the rest of it. And as somebody here says, I have it all planned, I'm going to Turkey. And that's all they say. They don't say whether they're going for the hair, the teeth, but I assume it's one or the other. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Henry McKean has been asking people on the streets how they would spend it.
If you won the Euro Millions, the 250 million, what would you be doing with it right now?
I would definitely be in a sunny country straight away. No one would even know I'd be gone.
You wouldn't tell anyone? Would you tell family?
I'd probably tell my family and I'd give them a bit, sort them out. And then you wouldn't hear from me again. Not in Ireland anyways.
I'd probably buy like a new car. Buy my mammy a car maybe. And then a holiday.
250 million is an awful lot of money. Would you give any to charity?
Yeah. I'd have to figure out the right one to give it to.
What would you do with the quarter of a billion euro?
I think I'd take some time to let it settle in and go on a nice long holiday. Treat a few loved ones and friends.
Life-changing.
It's totally life-changing. I can't even fathom it at the minute, really, to be honest with you. So whoever it is, best luck to them. And I hope it really is changing their lives in a really positive way.
That person that won the quarter of a billion, they're amongst us. They're somewhere, they could even be in this community. Do you have any idea who won it?
No, not a clue. It's not me anyway, that's all I can say. Or this girl here.
What would you do with that kind of money?
I would buy my own house. I think I might buy puppies.
So you would get some puppies?
Yeah.
And would you give any money to family?
Yes, I would, yeah. I divide it amongst the family and let them do what they want with it then, you know. Go on a holiday, buy a new car.
It's a lot of money. You're going to have a lot of change.
Yeah. I'd probably invest it in probably some property or something like that and get somebody to run it for me, you know, a business like that, you know. So you'd have to do that because you just couldn't hold on to it and you wouldn't never get to spend it, you know.
I would take a big breath, I would take a pause and I would seek the best financial advice that I could get. Tell nobody for at least a month. And
you wouldn't tell anyone for a month?
No, I would really just ponder on it and I'd really love to share it and spend it wisely and to give it away to the best causes I could find and look after my family.
Did you win it?
I can't say. You'll know in a month's time.
There'll be signs.
Yes.
There would be signs. There would be signs if I won it. One of the first signs, I wouldn't be here. And I suspect neither would Ruth Scott, Colin Sullivan or Alice Leahy, who are all with me yet to discuss. You're all here, so none of you are the winner.
I don't know what you're talking about. We could all have won, couldn't we?
Yeah, maybe. Can you take off the jewellery and the crown there, maybe? They're kind of interfering with the microphone. So, I mean, what's the very first thing, Ruth, that you would do if you won? The very first thing.
I actually think I'd need to be put on a ventilator because it would nearly take my breath away to win that much money. And I don't think I'd be able to do anything instantly because I'd be just so completely overwhelmed. I don't want that to sound totally naive, but like, you know, some people at the end of the month, if they have 50 quid left, they're like, woohoo! Can you imagine suddenly having that much money? I did see one person on Instagram saying, if I won the 250,000, I would go to Central Parks with the family for the week. And if I had any change, I'd buy a car. I think I'd probably buy a big house.
Yeah.
Just somewhere to, bit of space. No, do you know what I'd do? I'd have one in every city and town in Ireland. And I'd let my friends and family stay there. But just so that when I could visit, I'd be like, okay, now I'm taking the main bedroom.
You could do that and you'd still have tens of millions of euro left over. The most expensive house in Ireland is 11 million quid.
Is it? Oh, that's
Shrewsbury
your house.
Road. Yeah, well, mine is just short of that. And then there's a few kind of about 10 million mark in Meath and Kildare and Wicklow and places like that. And then the most expensive further afield is there's a beautiful house out in Loophead. I was looking at all of this earlier, 9.75 million. But you'd have loads of money left.
I'd say very quickly, I'd get into that boom time mentality where I'd be like, oh, sure, I need to go there. Sure, look, I'll get the helicopter. Just go the helicopter. Yeah. Because I don't need to take a bus. I won't even bother driving. I won't even get a chauffeur. I'll just get a helicopter. And I could see myself just barreling through a lot of the money quick enough until I realised. So there'd be the initial shock, shutdown, wild spending, and then you'd probably have to chain me to something to stop me.
You could. The most expensive house to rent in Ireland is in Killiney. It's 17 and a half grand a week.
What?
Yeah, not a month, a week. Ruth, you could live there for free. The interest alone on the 250 million quid would more than pay for it, and you'd have several million left in interest.
And are
every
we
year.
Talking like the piddly little interest rates still that this country generally has?
That's how much money this is. Alice, what would you do if you had all of that money? What's the first thing you would do?
Well, I think the first thing I would do is I would probably collapse, and that would be the end. Yeah.
And then your family would inherit.
They would. And I'd have a big funeral.
Practical.
But I suppose it's an obscene amount of money. And I'm also, I never like discussing a lot of money because I deal with people who have no money. And I was thinking coming in, I don't want to sound vain, and I'm not, but I remember John who lived in the Ivy Hostel. And John was a very simple, quiet man, but he used to love going up to James's Hospital. And the reason he loved going up there was to buy a lottery ticket. Now, he wouldn't take a blind bit of notice of what the nurses or doctors would say about his health. But addiction is a huge problem. Yeah. But I think what I would do, I think I would buy Baggot Street Hospital, turn it into a nice, well-run, very well-run nursing home for people from all sections of the community. But to get the right people then would be the problem. And then I always thought I would love to have a racehorse.
Now we're talking.
I would love to have a syndicate. So all of you here around the table.
Oh, yeah.
But sure, we'd have no money. You'd have all the money on the horse.
His name.
And then, I mean, I could go down to the train in your neck of the woods, Willie Mullins.
Oh, yeah, you could have
Willie
Mullins. Yeah.
But I think I'd go to Mouse Morris, a small trainer.
Would you?
And because I'm a great believer in helping the little people.
Alice,
you
could buy Mouse Morris's yard, let's be honest.
That's why I'd like to go down there.
He'd work for you.
But I would like to wish whoever wins it, and I hope it's a syndicate, I'd love to wish them well, because I've read so much about people whose lives have been destroyed.
Yeah.
Now, I still love walking around the shops, going into BT and say, God, that would be nice. Wait until there's a sale. And the sheer enjoyment then, you know, you get 50 euro off and you say, isn't that great? So I get great enjoyment out of that, but I think winning the lotto would kill me. And I want to live for another
week. Carl, is it too much money?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose anyone having that amount of money is crazy. But like I was talking to people earlier and they were saying I shouldn't be the one to win it because I'd tell everyone because I can't keep a secret. But I feel
would you in an ideal world, would you not tell anyone?
In an ideal world, I wouldn't, but like, I can't give you a secret for love nor money. And I'd be the one that'd have to turn around and hand it all to my mother to drip feed it down to me. She'd be like sending me Revolutes every week of just like 5 grand and 10 grand here. But like, after I look after them, I'm like, send me to Lanzarote for a house and a house in Dingle and whatnot. But like, anyone with that amount of money is clearly going to be overwhelmed with it. Yeah. But I have a long list to get through.
Would you keep working?
Like upstairs, I was chatting to people and they were saying, no, I'd be gone out of the door. But like, part of me loves my work. So I think
you
I would.
You say that now, but 250 million, you're out the door. Yeah. You're not even waiting for your P45. You don't need to worry about stamps
or
anything.
People who say they said work, they need their head examined. Well, let me put it this way. You've been to Lanzarote. Is there ever a point when you're in Lanzarote or you're in Dingle or you're out doing things with your family or friends and you think, God, I wish I was in work now?
Oh, no, never.
Then, Carl, you're giving up your job.
Absolutely.
I can tell you.
I just thought I'd buy a rake of tickets to Coldplay and Oasis. Whatever they cost, it doesn't matter because like 250. Sure, I could get them to play an entire croaker just for me.
You could. For everybody who missed out on tickets to Oasis.
You could also buy a football club.
Yeah, oh, you probably yeah. Will, yeah.
You could be like Delia Smith now and run a football club. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say though about how to make a small fortune. It's to start with a large fortune and buy buy a football club.
I run two seats in Croke Park just every year.
That's it. Yeah,
like, just,
you're very easily pleased.
Oh, isn't he? Lanzarote and all Ireland tickets
every year.
Very sensible.
I think there'd be tells.
I don't know about that, Alice.
I think there'd be tells because no matter how sort of how much we think we won't go wild initially, suddenly you'd be like, I'll just get my personal stylist masseuse chiropractor to call into my
you'd have to have
bedrooms.
See, I've been thinking about this. I think you'd have to have a story as to how you came into some money, but not a quarter of a billion.
What kind of story now would do you think would in Ireland pay enough for a masseuse, a hairdresser, you could, two tickets
you
to
could say
room?
You could say, God, isn't it terrible that Alice Leahy dropped dead that day? after the lotto win was
she
announced.
She left me the racehorse.
But she left me a 2 million quid or something, you know, that would explain the kind of the flash new cars and the holidays.
Yeah. I think what you might lose if you won all that money is, you know that thing that we seem to do so well in Ireland, if somebody says, oh, I love your scarf.
Yeah.
Thanks, pennies. Yeah. Like, no one's going to be saying thanks, pennies, if you've won 250 million. You'd be like, thanks, Louis Vuitton flew to New York to get it personally made.
Yeah. But you know, the other thing, you'd have lots of friends.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
They'd come out of the woodwork. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because famously, you know, Dolores McNamara won it. That's many years ago now. And she won 125 million. Mm. And I wonder, and I don't know because she's never really spoken about it, but I wonder, does she regret that she told everybody she won it?
Yeah.
But it would be nigh on impossible to hide a quarter of a billion, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like if you're the one who's usually asked, will you organise the WhatsApp and Revolut for the girls' weekend away? And suddenly you're like, I've booked us a castle in San Francisco. It'll be 14,000 euros each. They'd be like, Ruth, are you okay?
I worked with a fellow once and he was adamant if he won the lotto that not only would he not tell anyone, he wouldn't even tell his immediate family. He says he would get up every morning at the same time, put on his clothes. We were working in a factory. He would drive as out the gate as if he was going to work, and he'd just drive down to the local golf club and play golf and have dinner and come home in the evening. I wouldn't tell anyone. That was his dream.
Wouldn't it be
a simple dream?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be very hard though not to tell people? You know, the sheer excitement of it. You want to tell somebody, you say, don't tell anyone, and then they're excited and then they tell someone else.
And there you are with your two tickets to Croker to every single gig every year. Yeah. You'd be dying to tell somebody, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You'd know I'd be over in Kills and South Ann Street if I won it now at this point here.
So what's the because there's massive things you would do, like buy a racehorse or something like that. It takes a bit of time, I guess, to kind of find the right horse and everything. There's things you'd want to splurge immediately, wouldn't you? Like straight away, like say at the house on Shrewsbury Road for 11 million quid.
I'm trying to pick tiles for the bathroom now. That's a nightmare. And that's about a 250 millionth of the cost of.
Yeah. You could pay for someone to pick the tiles for you.
I was just going to say that.
You could get someone to do it.
Yeah, just sit at home.
Immediately I'd be like, tan me. Do my hair. Find me nice clothes. Get me caviar on a stick. I've never had caviar.
What household chore would you most look forward to never having to do again?
Where do we start?
Changing bed sheets.
You'd never have to change bed sheets again.
Well, we've spoken about this before. That's
how you often and they get
changed. My
seven caller added him on this. People change their bed sheets too often.
Yeah. Oh God, gross. How often do you do it?
You could go a full semester of college.
You could get 6 weeks out of it, definitely.
Yeah, months.
Vile boys. vile boys.
You'd never have to do the ironing again.
Okay, now.
I don't do that anyway.
I'm going to sound like an idiot. I actually like stripping the bed. It's very sort of nice feeling. Strip it off, air the room, put on some lovely iron sheets. I iron my sheets and I do the covers when I'm watching telly. I love it.
You iron your sheets.
I just like doing it. Please don't judge me. There's something relaxing. See, I can't scroll on my phone, but I can watch a bit of telly. And I enjoy a bit of, you know, the old king-size duvet.
Alice, what household chore would you most look forward to never having to do?
Dust the place from top to bottom. Because I live on the side of the street and the dust is awful.
So that's what you would splurge it on.
Splurge it on. And they could come in every day and dust.
Just you'd have a professional duster.
A professional duster.
Wow. A for the stars. If I'm looking for a job.
You're stuck.
If I won that amount of money, I'd only tell my close relatives or somebody. I'd still go to work until I was at a staff meeting and something happened to annoy me. Then I'd get up, I'd tell everyone what I thought about them, and I'd walk out the door handing in my resignation on the way. Lots of people with kind of noble ambitions as well about paying for children on waiting lists to get work done abroad. One in Munster, imagine if it was Dolores McNamara again, says somebody else. If I won a quarter of a billion, I'd send all my family and friends out. I'd buy everyone in Ireland an extra large 99 as well next Sunday. And somebody here, in a slightly depressing note, I'd build a massive bunker for the inevitable war that is to come.
Cheery. It's tricky even if you're just going to tell your immediate family. Because like, I have a rake of siblings. And by the time you add in all the cousins, you're probably up to about 200 people.
32 first cousins, like, you're not telling all of them.
Yeah.
Would you? You wouldn't tell your first cousins?
Well, if I was keeping it a close secret, like,
you wouldn't even tell your siblings.
Tell everyone, but I know.
Yeah, I think you'd have to come up with a story. You'd have to come up with a story to explain the way you're living.
Money. And you're going to have to wait a suitable period of
time. Your life is going to change massively.
Yeah.
And yet you're not going to tell anyone you won the lotto.
So you're going to have to wait a while because everyone now is going to be thinking, we're keeping an eye out to see if anyone's made any huge changes in their life. And anyone who does, as soon as they do, they're like, oh, they got the lottery. I bet you there's people in your town.
Yeah.
You're like, they're rumoured to have won the lottery.
Do they have to come forward? And that would follow them
around forever.
Yeah.
There's people in Kilkenny as well who are rumoured to have won the lottery. And every time they put their hand in their pocket, people say to this day,
we knew he
won the lottery. those people buying cars and holidays have no idea. You need to set up a family office, including solicitors, investment advisors, personal assistants, etc., fully employed by your family to look after your interests. How to spend it would be the least of your concern. Ah, come on.
That's too much.
I mean, the very first thing you're doing is hiring solicitors and investment advisors.
Do you know what you do? You go to the ATM and you put in your card and you get it to print you out your statement. So you get the statement. Yes. It's really wide.
And make sure you don't leave it behind you.
Or come up on the screen.
Hi, Kieran. Earlier today, I found a big bundle of lotto tickets in a supermarket car park. It looked like it belonged to a syndicate. A good few were for yesterday's draw. I handed them into the supermarket customer service desk. There was a name and message on the bundle of tickets, so the person who lost it would know what it says. Could you please let your listeners know in case anyone lost their tickets?
Oh, that was me.
An awkward conversation with your workmates that you lost all their lottery tickets just after there's been a big win. Imagine that was you. How much money would you give that person? Who found your lottery ticket?
Oh, you'd have to give them a couple of million, like.
Wouldn't you?
I was thinking half.
Half the money.
Like, what are you going to do with 125 million? You can still buy 10 of those houses.
I have a list here, the Olympics right across the Masters.
Rude is a soft touch.
I really am. So if I ever win the lottery, I'm screwed because everyone's going to see me coming. They'll be like, Ruth, give us your money.
There's great suggestions. Keep them coming in on 087 1400 106. Like I say, we're all here, so I suspect it's none of us anyway. Although I'm looking at Alice, I'm not quite sure. if you see her riding around town on a racehorse down Baggot Street towards the brand new nursing
and
home.
And somebody dusting them.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good name for a horse.
Yeah, exactly. With a feather duster in her cap. Alice Leahy from the Alice Leahy Trust. Cathal O'Sullivan, 98FM. Ruth Scott, radio presenter, humanist Ellerman. Thank you all very, very much. Lots still to come on the show. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.